Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. During one recent day in late November, Melbourne, in Western Australia, received practically a month's worth of rainfall, while Sydney, on Australia's east coast, recorded its hottest temperature in 27 years, as reported by the newspaper The Australian. Several years of extreme drought have caused catastrophic wildfires in southeast Australia. These weather extremes are being linked to climate change by climate scientists. Now, just as no one cigarette can be linked to cancer, no one particular climate event can be directly linked to climate change, but more extreme weather conditions, such as stronger storms, floods, and droughts, are predicted as consequences of climate change. One of the observed patterns of global warming is that Earth's lower atmosphere is warming faster than its upper one. Now, think of a pot of water on a stove. The bottom water in it starts to rise rapidly as it heats, and air behaves similarly. Hotter, moist air rises faster in the atmosphere, creates more intense storms, and forces down drier air faster too, which can cause or worsen droughts elsewhere. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd noted that the already arid Australia would feel the effects of climate change fastest and hardest, and urged governmental action on the issue immediately. For the Climate Change Report, this is Mel Hart.